The program took almost an hour and 15 minutes to get through. No one at the well-attended presentation left early. Public Works is the city's largest department, with 38 full-time employees and 6 seasonal hires. It plans, builds, and maintains the city's 14 buildings, the harbors, airport terminal, park areas, and streets. A huge part of the department's responsibility is mostly invisible. 48 miles of water mains, 35 miles of sewer, underground lift and pump stations, and 450 hydrants. Harmon has divided capital expenses over the next 5 years into ongoing projects and construction. Work on the water system is budgeted at $500,000 next year and at $4 million by 2015.
Sure, we're kind of at a turning point both in water and sewer. A lot of that is built in similar era, and we're ending kind of the life cycle of a lot of that, so you'll see a lot of our projects focusing on upgrading water and sewer, and luckily streets get to benefit from that too.
Street paving is also due to get more expensive over the next 5 years. The assembly has budgeted $100,000 next year for paving. Harmon would like to raise another $450,000 for work next year, and then in 2012 spend a whopping $2.3 million. The 2012 paving, like much in the five-year plan, remains unfunded. Pulling together that much for roads will take effort, but as Harmon pointed out, it's really only a starting point.
Most of our roads were built in the early 80s through state funding, so we've never really had to pay for our paved roads, and now we're facing an era where we got to take care of them and pay for them.
Harmon said that half of Sitka's 23-mile road system is at the end of its service life, at a replacement cost today of $30 million. If Sitka postponed work for another 5 or 10 years, that cost could rise to $60 million, since many of the streets would have to be rebuilt from scratch. He encouraged chamber members to look for a dedicated revenue source for streets. Harmon was more upbeat about projects where the funding was more certain. He was excited by the prospect of a seawalk from the O'Connell Bridge lightering dock all the way to Sitka National Historical Park, with a possible extension along the Indian River under the highway and ending at the Raptor Center. Harmon's clinical assessment of the poor connectivity around Crescent Harbor earned him a genuine laugh.
The poor visitors walk to the end of the tennis court and the sidewalk just ends, and they're highly confused and don't know where to go, and you can just watch it. You know, I encourage folks to go out there and watch that. It's not really what we want to do to our visitors.
The first two phases of the seawalk are slated for construction beginning in 2012 at a cost of $3.6 million, with funding coming from the state's cruise passenger head tax. The state will likely play a role in funding other big-ticket items in the department's plan. Harmon said Senator Bert Stedman had created a revenue stream for the state's rural libraries. His support will be critical for the largest single expense in the next 5 years. Doubling the size of Sitka's Kettleson Library is in the plan for 2013 at a cost of nearly $15 million. A deepwater dock at Sawmill Cove is the next most expensive at $12 million. It's on the plan for 2012. After that is a new police station at $10.6 million in 2014. A new facility for seaplanes is on the 2013 plan at $7.5 million, as is the replacement of A&B Harbor at $5 million. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.